If I had to just have one word to respond, it would be video.
That's Randy Nicklitz, Chief Technology Officer at XO Communications, talking about the driving force behind more and more demand for ultra-high bandwidth network connectivity. Hello, I'm Paul Landcor. XO Communications has recently announced the availability of 40 gigabit per second network services in all major markets across the United States. And I talked with Randy Nicklitz about new demands on the network for capacity, speed, and performance, starting with that one word, video.
Video in lots of different formats, whether it's over-the-top video from sites like YouTube and others. Of course, there's many besides YouTube. But over-the-top video delivery via the public internet is certainly driving a lot of the growth of the internet. There's other ways to deliver video content as well. IP-based video-on-demand systems might not use the internet per se to deliver the video content, but they're certainly driving a lot of bandwidth within cable operators, within mobile operators, and so forth. So again, to come back to my initial one-word response, it has to be video. There's no question of that. That's what everybody's measurements show, and that's what all the forecasts show as well.
In what ways does the offering by XO Communications, the 40 gigabit per second network services, address these specific needs?
When we say 40G network services at XO, we mean essentially two things. The most fundamental flavor of our network service is so-called wavelength service. These are just nothing more than conceptually big bandwidth pipes that can deliver from one location to another in a point-to-point fashion a signal, a 40 gigabit per second signal that's, to get a little bit technical, is framed as an OC768 service. So this is an example of something that we might sell to a cable operator or someone like this that needs to transport large amounts of bandwidth from one city to another or within a given city as well. But there's another variation on this theme, and that is to come back to that great network, the public internet. So there's lots of traffic on the public internet, content providers, large financial organizations, lots of people have reasons to connect at ever higher speeds to the internet. And fundamentally, that means you pick an internet service provider or two, and XO is certainly in this space in a big, big way, and you hook up your content, whatever that may be. To go back to my example of the cable operators, many of them have to essentially buy internet access service from somebody that's got a larger national or global network. So they will essentially go to a company like XO and say, hey, we want internet access from you, but it's not your normal everyday residential internet access. It's very high capacity. What we're saying now in terms of our second 40 gigabit per second network services is that you can buy what is called IP transit at 40 gigabits per second from XO, and you can do that today, just like you can buy 40 gig transport services. So those are the two fundamental flavors when we talk about 40G, transport and internet access, or internet transit, as it's often called.
So I think generally speaking, most people can understand the need for bigger pipes and even for lower latencies to a certain extent, but there are some enterprises for which these issues are absolutely critical and at the core of their business. And I wonder if you could speak to some of those issues as it applies to some of those enterprises.
Sure. So the example I'll use is Chicago and New York are locations of financial traders who want to trade from Chicago using information derived from New York, or they're in New York and they need market information as soon as they can get it from Chicago. So certainly 40G channel speed and higher speeds to come will help that. But the fundamental issue is what's the shortest fiber path from Chicago to New York? So XO is in the midst of working with a partner on developing lower latency fiber routes between Chicago and New York, and we expect to have further news on that this year. To come back to how higher channel speeds can help things, let's talk about the not too distant future. We have 40G IP transit today, 40G transport services today on a national basis. Later this year, we'll be trialing both at the transport layer as well as at the IP MPLS layer 100 gigabit Ethernet services. And so that's kind of the continuation of the theme. If 40 was better than 10, then 100 will be better than 40. And that's a good thing, obviously, from a capacity perspective for some of the reasons that we already spoke of. But it's also a good thing for those, you can call them specialist applications, but they're very important ones, where higher channel speeds will give greater advantage.
Where do you see this going in the next 5 years?
As a consumer of video services, I'm very interested in essentially at my whim being able to see anything that I can essentially imagine, and I presume there would be some kind of video clip for, if you like. So I'll give you an example. When I was back in college, I watched Georgetown play North Carolina in the NCAA men's basketball final. I still have vivid memories of watching that game with my college buddies. I'd like to go back and watch it again. And in principle, I know that there's a videotape of that game. It's years and years old. I would like to be able to see it on demand.
No, that paints an amazing picture where we can watch what we want, where we want, when we want.
Right, and ideally without paying a lot of money. But that will perhaps be the hard part. But the fundamental part to get us all set up is the telecom networks that we'll use to essentially access this information.
Great. Randy, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us today.
Okay, you bet. Thank you, Paul.
Randy Nicholas is Chief Technology Officer with XO Communications.